Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just as the thought of death frightens most people, so does the prospect of the world ending. And Jesus only increases our apprehension by his disturbing description of the end time events that are found in Luke chapter 21. For there, Jesus describes a set of catastrophic events set to occur in the heavens and on the earth. And these serve as supernatural signs of the final judgment. And these signs will terrify the inhabitants of our planet as they unfold. Jesus' words today are sobering. His prophecies in Luke's gospel are spine-chilling. For these ominous signs have been happening ever since Jesus ascended into heaven, and they will continue until his return. With enough time, we could show you how all but the very last signs have already found their fulfillment over the last 2,000 years. And yet, all of these signs have largely either been ignored or gone unnoticed by the world. Secular thinkers have not attributed these signs to God's impending wrath, but rather to natural causes. And yet, the day is coming when the world will collectively cringe at these sudden and final signs as they begin to happen just before our Lord's return. As our text declares, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And on the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the seas. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of those things that are coming upon the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And at that time they will see the Son of Man coming with a cloud in power and great glory. In his apocalyptic remarks, Jesus is really preparing us believers as his own elect so that we will not be overtaken or surprised by these troubles that are about to come upon the earth. For the Lord wants us to have the strength of faith to escape all that is going to take place. And so he tells us ahead of time of all these frightening events so that instead of cowering in some corner with fear, we will be able to stand out in these dark days as children of light. For even though the days are becoming increasingly evil, as Christians, this is our time to shine. The end times bring great gospel opportunities to the Christian. What do you mean, opportunities, Pastor? You just read a text that scares me to death. I don't want to live through those perilous times. I don't want to be persecuted for my faith. I don't want my world to change. The world's not perfect, but it's what I know. I would say that while none of us would ask to live through these kinds of troubles that are predicted, we must also know that these days are upon us. Who isn't alarmed by the things that we see and hear every day on the news? And yet, who can deny the signs? We hear about war and unrest in the Middle East. We fear rogue nations obtaining nuclear weapons. We read about children bringing weapons into school and gunning down their teachers and their classmates in cold blood. We get reports about tsunamis and fires and floods and famines and earthquakes and outbreaks of deadly viruses all over the globe. We watch governments topple and economies collapse. We live in a society where drug addiction and drug-related crimes have reached epidemic proportion. And in our generation, we have witnessed the very concept of sin erased from the collective consciousness. And we have observed secularism being embraced by our culture, while faithful biblical Christianity faces growing opposition both inside and outside of the church. And if that were not enough, we see human selfishness and hedonism and narcissism and sexual perversion on a level that we could never have imagined before. And so what sane person wouldn't be a little worried and just a little concerned about where this world is headed? Frankly, when I look at it, I just cannot understand how people can live in these last days without faith in Christ. What do those without hope in Christ tell themselves to keep themselves going? Without the Lord as our rock and fortress, this world, this age, is a frightening thing. Even with faith, today many Christians find themselves either filled with anxiety or depressed as we try our best to struggle through these troubling times. In fact, you would assume that these end times would turn every one of us into a pessimist. And yet that is not the message for today. For even in these last days, we Christians still have great cause for hope and optimism. Yes, without faith, these times look bleak. And yet with faith, they bring opportunities for those of us who believe. To get the right frame of mind, to see the opportunities amid all the adversities of these last days, we need only to look at the life of the Apostle Paul. Paul's imprisonment in the city of Philippi initially brought fear and disillusionment to those Christians who were under his pastoral care. They were concerned for Paul's safety. And they were demoralized about what had happened to Paul and what it meant for the future of the church. They were grieved that this great apostle was no longer free to preach the gospel. And they were worried about his fate, since at that moment no one really knew whether Paul would be set free or executed for preaching Christ. And yet while he is in prison, Paul echoes Jesus' words in the gospel. They will persecute you, and they will deliver you up to prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. And get this, Jesus says, this will be your opportunity to bear witness. You see, Paul realized that he had been set into this situation so that he had the opportunity to proclaim the good news concerning Jesus to those Roman officials who judged him and to those Roman soldiers who guarded him. And so Paul would explain and rejoice as he told the Christian congregation at Philippi that these things had really turned out as an opportunity to advance the gospel. For in his imprisonment, the gospel had not been silenced. But instead, God had used this imprisonment as Paul's opportunity to bring the gospel to an entirely new audience, to high-ranking Roman officials, and ultimately to Caesar himself. Paul's courage to proclaim Christ while persecuted and in prison would give other Christians who were more timid the courage to go out and do likewise. Well, my friends, God has the same exact plan in mind for you. You have the opportunity, by your courage, to witness and to inspire others to also speak openly about their relationship to God based on Jesus Christ. Every day you have been given this opportunity. That is why you're still left on this earth, to bear witness to Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. My friends, the world has changed. We live in a postmodern age, and for the past several centuries, modern people assumed that rational thought and science held all the answers. But now, people are not so sure. People have begun to doubt that there is any kind of absolute truth anymore. Individuals now look for truth that works for them. Most are just looking for practical advice to get through the day or to cope with the tensions of this age. And though no one believes they have the answers, people are still searching for answers. These end times are very uncertain times. And yet, don't you see that this is a very unique time in human history for us Christians? Because Christ brings certainty. In this age of religious pluralism, when people view every religious truth as having at least some value and validity, people seem more willing to listen to our Christian perspective on life. Unlike any other time in human history, people may be open to our explaining reality in terms of God and creation and the fall, and sin and redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. For while we have no confidence to offer our world outside of Christ, we do have an optimistic and reassuring message, a message of good news for those who live in the fear and the uncertainty of what is happening to their world. But you must remember this, that in these last days, you are not only witnessing with your words, but with your works. Our good works done in faith and our love for others through Christ are certain to capture the attention and interest of people who live amongst so much godlessness and evil and selfishness out there in society. While just living the Christian life will not bring anyone to faith, it will get people's attention. It will cause them to be interested enough to listen to what we have to say about Jesus. Postmodern people are not interested in doctrine, but in life. They are looking for results. And we can attract others to Christianity only if we show them through our good lives lived in Christ that Christianity truly works. Likewise, we will turn people off to the gospel if we live an inauthentic Christian life. For this is the way our postmodern world measures truth, by whether it helps and changes our lives. The end times also provide the Christian with a unique opportunity to be spiritually discerning in a world that clings to false hope. As Jesus says in the gospel for today, many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And he says, do not go after them. In very many places, our Lord warns that in the end times, it will bring those who teach their own false versions of Christianity and of Christ, because they will twist Jesus' words and they will deviate from his teachings. You know, just last Sunday, I was sitting watching football in the afternoon after church, and the doorbell rang, and I was visited by two Mormon missionaries. And we spoke at some length. And then yesterday, Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, and they left tracts. Their appearance at my house within a week's time is just confirmation that many will come in Christ's name misrepresenting him. And as the end gets nearer, such Christian counterfeiting seems to be improving in order to draw people away from the true faith. Now, over the years, I have talked to many Mormons. The errors which distance them from true Christianity are becoming harder and harder to detect. Especially with the Mormons, you need to know your Bible well to see that there is a dangerous cult lurking beneath the wholesome Christian exterior. If we take time to learn our Bible, however, we have a great opportunity in these last days to direct people away from making bad spiritual choices. And we should love even those who come to our door who are trapped in these false religions and show them a better way. For we do God's work when we help people escape this maze of spiritual confusion in our world today and lead them to the true teachings of Christ. Sadly, many of us don't know what our own church teaches, much less the religious claims of other denominations or world religions or religious cults or popular philosophies. Many Christians give up because they find the whole subject overwhelming. They think it's impossible to sort out religious truth from religious error, and so they never even bother to try. They never learn enough about the Bible to answer their own questions, much less anyone else's questions. And so they're never quite certain who is telling the truth. Satan knows this, and he has greatly inflated the number of religious communities and cults during these end times. And so, Christian, it is imperative that you study the Holy Scriptures. Because if you do, you will have a unique gospel opportunity in these last days to speak the truth in love and to lead people to believe in God's true Son, our Savior. Yes, the end times are frightening times, and yet we have an opportunity. An opportunity to model the faith and the hope and the love that we know and have found in Christ Jesus. For like ourselves, God wants others to escape all that is going to take place. We want no one to have to stand fearful and ashamed before the Son of Man on that last day. And no one has to, if they have faith in the forgiveness of sins, and they know that they have a future with God in heaven that Christ has won and secured for us. And so we have not only the obligation, but we have the gospel opportunity to demonstrate courageous faith in these perilous times. We have the opportunity to show others that, like us, they do not have to fear the second coming of Christ, but they can raise their heads in hope, confident that even as the end of all things gets closer, that so the day of their redemption is drawing near. God grant it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.